Well, as of, I guess, a couple of days ago, there's another option for those people, which is polatuzumab. So first of all, let's talk a little bit about what exactly polatuzumab is.
Yep, so polatuzumab vedotin is another antibody drug conjugate. It has the same payload as brentuximab vedotin, which is this MMAE or monomethyl auristatin E, and its target is CD79. And so it attaches to CD79, it gets internalized, releases the MMAE, and by itself has, relatively favorable toxicity profile. There's some neuropathy, there's some cytopenias, but really no significant unique toxicities. And the study that you've been alluding to is a study, it's a randomized phase two trial of BR with or without polatuzumab that led to the approval of polatuzumab plus BR in relapse and refractory DLBCL. And the interesting thing about those curves is, and I find this in so many parallel diseases, including CLL, when you see how far the curves separate, makes you wonder what the BR is really adding. Right after the BR is done at 6 months, the relapses in the BR arm start right away, and in polatuzumab, there is a significant improvement in progression-free survival. So knowing that in general, for relapse and refractory DLBCL, median survival is quite poor, usually on the order of 6 months or so, this is quite impressive.
I don't know that bendamustine is used that much in diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, is it?
No, I mean, I think that out of desperation, I've certainly used it in the relapsed and refractory setting if I have nothing else that's available. And being in primary medical oncology, I mean, what are the tools available to a person in practice if diffuse large B-cell lymphoma relapses? I mean, go back to chemotherapy alone, which isn't well tolerated and doesn't really work very well. You've got R squared, and now you've got Pola plus BR. I think if you have access to transplant and access to CAR T, that's where today I would send my patients, but not everybody's going to have that available, and not all patients are going to want that or be eligible for the more aggressive options.